Well, hello, gentlemen. I haven't been on for a while because the social media is a bit depressing at times, isn't it? Especially nowadays. And it's mostly because of wokeness everywhere, isn't it? Virtual signaling. And there is a saying, of course, get woke, go broke. But there is another saying too, get woke, get broken. Take a look at the films. Take a look at comic books. Take a look at comedy. Well, there isn't any. TV shows, advertisements even, they've all gone woke. And America has gone woke, especially in politics, and it's destroying the country. And wokeness comes from femons. Hell, many, many years ago, your wife used to talk some real crazy things, and men used to just say, that's crazy, and that was that. But now, they got into these positions, and for some reason, people are listening to these crazy ideas. And these new wokeness stuff doesn't work. But they keep on punching it, don't they? But there is a glimmer of hope in the United States. And that's Florida, the governor, DeSantis. He talks a lot of sense. He's obviously living on a reality world. And he's actually doing some good. Actually doing something, at least. There also may be a glimmer of hope for Virginia, who may have just got a new governor, Youngkin. But of course, there's a lot of dead voters that may wake up and vote. But I listened to him and he talks a lot of sense. And he said that the parents should choose what the schools teach and not the state. Because they're teaching them all this wokeness crap. And even if something goes south in Virginia like it did before, it does mean that at least people are starting to wake up. And they're getting tired of all this wokeness everywhere. Wokeness comes from femons. And femons have a very large majority in school education in most countries. You see these people going to school, these girls going to school and university, and then they come out with pink, red or green hair, and they're activists. And they're yelling and screaming and they're angry. And the men come out, very quiet, dumbed down because masculinity is toxic. And it's not just in the education industry in America, it's in the UK too. And unfortunately, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom right now, isn't a strong enough man to change anything. We all know that femons are control freaks and attention-seeking whores, don't we? Not all of them, but a great majority are. And they are the ones that virtual signal the most. But they're deceivers, because it's all about show and tell with them. And I do wish that people would wake up and realize that wokeness doesn't work, at least not on this planet. It doesn't make anything better, it just destroys whatever there was there. And if you follow the line along, you will come to a femon eventually. And you know it's femons behind it, because when it doesn't work and it's disastrous, they do it again. Where you see if a man's brain does something like that, he goes, ooh, that didn't work too well. Okay, so I'm going to change something now and see if that works. Femons double down and keep making the same mistake over and over. And at first, this wokeness stuff affected men greatly, but now it's affecting femons too. And it's destroying their lives more than men's now. The modern femon uses the government for handouts and gifts. They use men as utilities, and the police as their private guards. But all they wanted was equality, right? Yeah, they sure are deceivers. When an idea takes away your freedoms, it's not an idea at all. It's a scam. I mean, who knows, though? Florida and Virginia may be a trend. And trends in America always end up finally coming to the UK. I can live in hope. Where do you live? And is it woke? This was a broadcast for the sensible people. Views and ideas were only the views of the author. T&Cs apply. I don't know why they always say that. Take it easy.